Hey, what's up, everybody? Today, I am sharing a very emotional moment with you. I know a lot of times I talk about body positivity and celebrating and, you know, being happy that you work out, but this podcast you're about to hear, I woke up one Sunday morning and I was just compelled to help people out there believe that they can celebrate their body in the best way that they know how. There are so many people out there right now in the fitness industry that's kind of body shaming people who are celebrating their body. And I think it's gotten out of control. So I want you to just envelop this message in your soul. And hopefully by the end, you can celebrate your body, your mind, your spirit, and your life unapologetically.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my Sunday service. I just wanted to come on and say hi. I didn't want to come on here and say hi because y'all been missing me. I want to come on and say hi because y'all been asking me about that bag that I got. I ain't coming on here to say hi today because y'all been wondering where I got my hair from. I selfishly opened up this app to come in here and say hello to you because I have something to say. So, you know, I just put up a post just celebrating my body. And the reason why I did it in all caps is because I really wanted people to understand that I was yelling. You know, the post about Mandy the other day doing 365 days of my workouts and celebrating, it really struck a chord with me because I just truly believe that the fitness industry has gotten a little bit out of control when it comes to the celebration of yourself. The fitness industry has gotten out of control with the true definition of body positivity. The fitness industry has gotten out of control with what I like to call reverse bullying. And I just believe, and I just wanted to come on here this morning and let you know that if you have been working for one day, for 2 months, for 2 years, or for 10 years, and you feel really great about your body, and you either have lost weight or some people like to gain weight and build muscles. My massage therapist likes to, he wants his legs to be bigger and his back to be bigger. If you want to lose your booty, if you want to build your booty, if you want to be able to be flexible and drop down to the splits, if you want to go to your pole dancing class and you want to spin around the pole in a thong, it is your body. It is not anyone else's body. You don't have to be afraid to post anything on social media about how you're celebrating your body. One of the people I absolutely love on social media is Iskra. She was on my Day of Digging Deeper. She has a great message about body positivity. She's like, this is me. And what I love about her, she's like, and that's you. I just want to say and reiterate one more time that after 23 years in the fitness industry, we have gotten out of control by shaming the people that want to celebrate their body. If you got great quads, I want to see a picture of your quads on Instagram. If you got a good chest, I want to see a chest. If you got a good butt, some people are going to unfollow if you show your ass. You know what? Post your butt. If you got good shoulders, if you got good triceps, I want to see it, and I want you to be able to celebrate it in the best way that you know how. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, I've said this before. You can post the fact that you gave $1 million to the homeless person on the street or the family that just got evicted from their home, and you would post that. And there'll be people, instead of being like, oh my goodness, that is such an amazing thing that you have done, there will be people that are like, oh my God, why are you making them feel bad by putting them on Instagram and showing that you give? Because you know what? Maybe the intention of that person was to show that there are good people in the world, and don't be discouraged. Because if you got evicted from your home, there might be somebody waiting in the wings. But no, that's not what we do in today's time. That's not what we do. What we do is find the one thing that can cause havoc. Find the one thing that can stir the pot. Find the one thing that can make the person that was just celebrating something feel really bad about who they are. And I'm here to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to feel bad about posting about your body. You do not have to feel bad about celebrating your results. You do not have to feel bad about telling the world and shouting it from the rooftops that you finally have good internal health and it shows on the outside. You can put the number and not put the number, because what I want to tell you is that the celebration is yours. Do you hear me? The celebration is yours. When you celebrate, it doesn't belong to anyone else. There has to be no one to co-sign on the thing that you are loving at this very moment in your life. So I tell you this. I tell you this, if you feel good about who you are, I want you to feel free to celebrate that. Those of us who agree with this method of celebrating, because there still will be people that listen to this and they're like, I don't think you should celebrate your body. For those of you, I just want to create a very small movement. And just this week, celebrate your body. Did you lose 1 pound? Did you lose 3 pounds? Did you lose 5? Did you like the way you look when you walk past the mirror? Do you like the outfit that you have on? Do you like the hair style that you just got? Do you like those contacts that made your eyes green? Do you like it? Because if you walk past the mirror and you like it, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And so I'm just here to tell you that. I tell y'all this. I walked out on set a couple weeks ago, and I walked to the back of the stage. And I walked to the back of the stage before I film every single workout, at least at the start of every single day. I walked to the back of the stage, and I'm like, what am I going to get? What am I going to get from the world or from the energy? And I pray to my grandparents and to the higher being, what am I going to get? Like, what message can I receive? And every single time that I went to the back of that stage while I was just recording this, refilming this workout, every single time, the message I got back was be you. Because sometimes we pray or we meditate or we try to manifest something that's going to help make us greater, okay? Woo, child. Sometimes we pray and we manifest things that are going to help make us greater when greatness lives within you. And it really changed my perspective on even just being in front of the camera. it really changed my perspective on like how I deliver a message, because I realize, and you should realize this too, that you no longer have to search. You no longer have to, you can ask for the power to release from within, but you no longer have to search for tools that are going to make you powerful. Does that make sense? You can have aid and assistance in helping you release that seed that's growing inside of you that's going to make you powerful. But for me, when you guys do this new workout program, and the reason why I'm telling you today to celebrate your body is because the biggest message that I've gotten in my entire life, and even though I've said it before, it's just been, you know, printed and stamped and delivered to my door, is to be you. Do you hear me? Hear me. Hear what I'm saying to you. Be you. Because in order to celebrate from the core of who you are, you have to be able to believe in who you are and know that the power lies within. Sometimes we give power to people, right? Sometimes we give power to the people. And in my experience, anytime I've given power to someone else, what happens? It takes away your power, right? But what if you just sat in the fact that you have what it takes? You are the only one, you are the only one that can be you. Point blank and the period, okay? You are the only one that can be you. Listen to me. You are the only one that can be you. So when you do things to please other people in a way that takes power away from you, then you no longer have the ability to stay present in the growth. Okay? When you no longer have the ability to stay present in the growth, that means you are giving your power away. And instead of being steadfast and abundant and focusing on the big picture, which is to celebrate you, and you are the nucleus of your existence, you're the sun to your solar system, your happiness makes the people around you thrive. You create the gravity. You create the energy around you. I could go next door to my in-laws' house, right? Right now, and I can walk in and put my head down, slouch my shoulders, and knock on the door, or whatever, and be like, hey. All to get a response of what's wrong. So when my in-laws ask me what's wrong, their energy goes, whew. Now, not to say that you should hide your emotions or you shouldn't feel how you feel, but I could feel the same way, walk over there and be like, you know what, guys, I feel really bad today. Like, I want to walk with my head down. I want to slouch my shoulders. And I just want to crawl into the wall. And I came over here because I know you two will be able to lift me up. What's the difference in a response, right? The second response is me saying, you know what? I'm going to own my emotion. I'm going to feel who I am. The first response is I'm trying to take someone's power away. And so would you want to be the receiver of the first example? No. That's why I say, like, when you give your power, like, there'll be people to try to take it. But when you give your power, you become less present and aware of your personal growth. And it works on both sides, right? So I just wanted to come on here and say that, like, you have the power. Oh, my God. You have the power to be you. I had to take a breath because I am feeling some sort of emotion come over me right now. Because I know there are a lot of people that wake up every single day and the first step is not toward their own greatness. The first step is toward trying to please everyone else. Last night I was home And I was really torn. I was having a really tough time because I love Scott and I love my boys. And, you know, Scott is telling me, like, go sleep at the Transformation Center, go sleep at the Transformation Center. And for some reason, like, I was having a really tough time. I was really struggling with not sleeping in the bed with my spouse and my kids waking up and coming in a room and me not being in the bed. But after a long discussion with Scott, he's like, what's going to make you feel really good? Because you have the support. And so I believe that if I would have chosen to not give myself the energy and I would have slept at home and woke up with the boys and my family, even though I love them very much, I wouldn't have been able to feel this way. And so this is just a message to all of you that sometimes you have to put you first. You have to celebrate you, because by me coming over here and sleeping over here and waking up in my own space, what did I do? I stayed present and aware, and I didn't give my power. Because even though my kids and my family are my world, they are my world. By me staying over there when I had the opportunity to go rejuvenate is me giving my power. I wouldn't have been able to be present. I would have been stressed, right? Not everybody has the opportunity to do that. But my thing is, this is why you should choose to always be you. There will be people that don't like it. There will be people that walk out of your life. But at the end of the day, are you walking in life behind other people and letting them guide your existence? Or are you literally waking up every day? And do you want to wake up every day and walk your own path? See, here's the thing. When you start walking someone else's path, you lose yourself. And so my goal for all of you out here this morning is for you to be able to be you as much as you know how. And for some people it's easy and for some people it's not, right? But the way to success is literally by you being able to celebrate you freely. Just freely do it. I thank all of you so much for joining me this morning. It was really on my heart, and I can't thank you enough for just, you know, being present. Stay tuned, and I'm just so excited that you are a part of the Sean T family, and I will see you guys soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.